My earliest understanding of the long Labor Day weekend was not as Labor Day, but rather as Bovey Farmers Day. I still think of this weekend as Bovey Farmers Day. And pertinent to our topic today, the worst job, or one of the worst jobs I ever had, was on a farm. It was making hay, horse food. Now, I've struggled with what we loosely call hay fever, code for allergies, all my life. I knew what was at stake when the farmer, who happened to be our landlord at the time, hired me to help him make hay for his horses. This was 30 years ago. I knew that making hay, I'd be a sneezy, wheezy, itchy, nose runny, eye watery mess of a man. But there was money involved. In a time when money was much on my mind, there was such a chronic shortage of it, and the hay fever symptoms, bad as they were, always passed eventually. When I reimagine the work, it's a physical, right now, 3D memory. Standing on the hay wagon, legs apart and bent at the knees to stay balanced as the wagon bounces along up and down the field behind the chugging, backfiring tractor. Grabbing the bales, these are the traditional blocky 70 to 80 pound bales, as the baler churns and tips them out onto the back of the wagon, lifting them monotonously, you're just part of the machinery now, using both hands and a knee for added boost, ricking them crisscross, side to side. As the rick rises, you create hay bale stairs, no problem for people with 50-inch inseams, difficult for the likes of yours truly. When the wagon is tippy-tottery full, it moves into the barn for unloading, every bit as machine-like monotonous as the loading, to me, although this process always seriously excites and agitates the barn cats. These are feral, fidgety animals that live and die out here on their own terms in incestuous family groups. Weird numbers and shapes of toes, facial markings that you don't see in the domestic cat world, matted fur, crooked tails. They hate to be seen, so you rarely do see them, except when you're rearranging the discovered universe as they know it, putting up the new hay. Lots of high-pitched wailing and hissing and sidelong looks as they scatter. They don't look at you, as, for example, my dog Basil does when he engages you. The feral cats look at your shadow or at a spot next to you they think you're headed toward. Distinct from Basil, he just goes eyeball to eyeball with you, unblinking, until you figure out which Basil-enriching idea is lodged in his front brain at the moment. At any rate, throughout all of this haymaking, and it's a sun-up to sundown effort, you're breathing hay, consuming it. The air is particulate with it, broken, sticky pieces of it floating around. It's fine, pale, all over dust. The invisible stuff, too, it's DNA. On your skin, in your hair, on your clothes, clogging your throat-lung apparatus. I'm sneezing every couple of minutes all day, loud, liquid, lip-fluttering sneezes. My eyes are full of salt and blood, turning close-up things blurry, things in the distance sunken, dark. Everything shimmers, not in a good way. My breathing's a gurgle. I'm a human 150-pound itch, unscratchable. But I'm working. I'm gainfully, albeit temporarily, employed, raking in a whopping $2 an hour. What making horse food is worth in 1978, and actually no money will change hands. The monthly rent will reflect what I've earned doing this for the landlord. Somebody possibly famous once said something like, "Hard work won't kill you, but why risk it?" Here's a Bovey Farmer's Day corollary. A horse doesn't make hay, and a barn cat doesn't need a litter box. Think about that.